Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Thursday, August 11th, 2016. We're coming to you from the RWB Network studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Hey, once again, we have to talk about technology trying to kill us. This has become a running segment now. Almost every day we talk about it. This time it happened in Moscow, Russia. A woman filed a police report saying she woke up and a Pokemon was raping her. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. She wakes up. She says this digital fictional character was on top of her raping her. And then she immediately checked her phone, turned the lights on, checked the phone, and the Pokemon was still in the room, but she couldn't see it. She could only see it on her phone. Now, she has also said in the past that she can sense when they're near, and her dog barks when there's a Pokemon in the area. Her husband and her friends all agree that maybe she should see a psychiatrist. So, oddly enough, she is married, and not to a Pokemon or any kind of digital figure. But once again, technology trying to kill us. All right, let's get into today's headlines. Just when Democrats thought it was safe to log on to the internet again, top security officials are warning that another batch of hacked emails could be on its way. Also, in a related story, has the trail of dead bodies behind Hillary Clinton gotten a little bit longer? WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange hints at a possible DNC hit job. And if you're listening for the first time today, you picked a great day. It's Thursday, and that means we're going pole dancing. We're going pole dancing. There's no cover charge, and I'm not trying to put myself through college, so put your hard-earned cash away, but we gotta go pole dancing. All that plus another pool goes green in Rio, and New York, New Jersey officials want to release mountain lions into the public. Into the public, why would they want to do that? We have the answer. You're not going to believe it. You get all that, plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report. But first, let's start the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You gotta go check out rhinoreport.com, brand new article called All Choices Matter by Tina. Brand new article, All Choices Matter. Go look at that, and Robert's article about the abuse of government, still there, getting a ton of hits. Go check out both those articles, and if you want to write for the show, you know how to do it. Send me your article, 400 words or better, to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. You can always catch this show at night if you missed the live show on klrnradio.com at midnight Eastern, k98talk.com at 11 p.m. Eastern, and we're live on Red Nation Rising Radio right now. As we speak right now, and if you're listening on the CRN app, CRN Channel 5, 6 p.m. Eastern. All right, lots of places to listen, in addition to your iTunes and your TuneIns and Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, lots of ways to listen. So check out the website, check out those articles, really, really good. And we may have something new coming next week. I mentioned a book club yesterday, and I got a lot of response to it. A lot of people want to see a Rhino book club. Maybe we'll get into that. We'll talk about it. I'll do it over the weekend, guys. Hang in there. So we'll be right back. So you missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. Now, I was struggling with something that I wanted to talk about today. And I was struggling because it was something personal that happened to me, but I believe there's a message in it. And I know we have a lot to get to today, and I don't want to take too long, but most of you guys who are really good listeners, you're really, really good listeners, you know that generally I post this show as a podcast about an hour or so after it airs live. And yesterday, the show didn't get posted until about 8:30 p.m. local time here in New York. And I got people asking me, where is it? Did you do a show today? We didn't hear it. And I posted it. But yesterday after the show, I had an appointment to get to. So I ran out of the studio. I went to my appointment. I was there a little longer than I wanted to be. But everything's good. And I left. And I'm driving on what is considered to be a very, very major thoroughfare here on Long Island. And a car right in front of me, it was a Jeep Wrangler, swerved, flipped over, and the driver was ejected from the vehicle, thrown about 100 feet in front of the vehicle. And it was a terrible thing. I immediately stopped. I blocked traffic with my truck, as did other people around me. We all jumped out to try to see what kind of aid we could render. It was too late. It was too late. At that point, all we could really do was pray, because the driver had passed away. It was a fatal accident. And as some of the other guys who had jumped out of their cars were covering the body with their T-shirts and whatever they had in the car, out of respect, the police showed up, EMT showed up, the medical examiner showed up, all within minutes. And once they had approached the body and they came back, there was no urgency. Everybody kind of knew, who didn't get out of their car, knew what the story was. And at that point, they started backing cars up, and we were able to get back up along the same direction and go off the exit ramp and continue on our way. The whole process took maybe about 2 hours. But what was odd about it was that nobody's sitting there. We're all in a rush going somewhere. After I do this show, I have another job to do. I own a small building maintenance company, so I have, you know, radio doesn't pay for everything, so I have to go to that job, and we're all in a rush, and people are going home from work, and nobody was complaining about traffic. There was none of that going on. And as I'm driving away beyond the crash scene, I start to reconcile to myself what just happened. You have to reconcile this in your mind, because this was literally about 30 feet in front of me. And you start thinking to yourself, what if I didn't stop at that yellow light before I got on the highway? What if I was going 5 miles an hour faster? You start thinking these things to yourself, and all of a sudden, you start to recognize your own mortality, which can be a very sobering pill for just about anybody. At some point in our lives, we're all going to have to go through that in our minds. It was a very sobering thing to have to do yesterday, because the person who got into that crash, into that accident, didn't do that. They weren't prepared for that. This just happened. As I'm thinking about this, and I'm reconciling what happened, I start thinking to myself, there was a little bit of good that came out of this, though. Everybody around me stopped. They stopped, they blocked the road, and they went to help. Very few of us, if any, had any medical experience. All anybody wanted to do was help. Irrespective of the driver's age, of their gender, of their race, of their nationality, of their gender identity, of their political persuasion, irrespective of all of that, all people wanted to do was help. And the police showed up within seconds. Seconds. It seemed like an eternity, but it was probably about, I don't know, 2 minutes. The police were there. The EMTs were there. Again, also, irrespective of all those things, they responded. It didn't matter what the person's race was, what country they came from. It didn't matter. They just wanted to help. And it was in that moment, for me, that I really knew what the term All Lives Matter meant. It's not just a term we use to combat Black Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter or whatever side of the aisle you're on. All life matters. And that person's life, nobody knew who it was. It was a stranger to all of us. But maybe if a little bit of good came out of it, and people who were involved and tried to help, or even just sat in their cars and prayed, whatever it was, that they recognized that this person's life mattered. It was a weird moment for me. It was a sobering moment for me, and it made me think a little bit. It made me reminisce a little bit about 9/11, being here on Long Island when those planes had crashed into the World Trade Center. It didn't matter. Nobody cared what color the victims were. Nobody cared about any of that. They were rushing to donate blood. They were rushing to go to bucket lines to help carry debris away. They were giving up their shoes. They were giving up their shirts. Anything to help the first responders at Ground Zero make their job just a little bit easier in probably the toughest day of their life. It didn't matter. Everyone's life in that building mattered. Every police officer, every firefighter, every EMT, Port Authority police, it didn't matter. And yesterday reminded me of that. And I think once in a while, we need to be reminded of what it is we're actually fighting for, what it is that we see that's important. We can talk about emails, and we can talk about polls, and we can talk about whatever else we want to talk about, but at the end of the day, what matters is our life and our liberty. That's what matters. And it's unfortunate what happened to that driver. They didn't see it coming. They didn't see it coming, just as the people in the buildings on 9/11 and in the Pentagon and then Flight 93, they didn't see it coming. But it didn't matter to the people that tried to help. It just didn't matter. All right. Let's switch gears a little bit, I guess, and let's talk about this pool. We have a second pool now going green in Rio. I don't segue well, so this is how we're going to do it. I don't know how to segue out of that. But so the diving tank went green, and it's getting greener by the minute. And then the lap pool right next door, it started going green yesterday, last evening, whatever it was. And they still just think it's algae. Just algae, no big deal. Well, I told you on this show before, actually yesterday, it's not algae. If there's chlorine in that pool, doesn't matter how hot it is, doesn't matter how sunny it is, that chlorine will not burn off within a matter of 24 hours. I've worked with pools for a long, long time. Whether it's liquid chlorine, powder chlorine, ionized salt chlorine, doesn't matter. 24 hours, it will not burn off. And even if it does, you will not have algae within 24 hours. 48 hours in that climate, possibly. What's going on there is the hydrostatic valves are stuck open and they're getting groundwater in through the bottom of the pool. The filter can't always take out all of the minerals and the organic matter because the microns are too small. So depending on the kind of filter system they have, I'm going to say it's probably a sand filter because that's the cheapest option. And all these buildings went up on the cheap. They're not filtering out all of that organic matter. So it has nothing to do with algae. They can dump chlorine in that thing until their hair turns blonde. It's not an algae issue. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about these email leaks. We'll talk about Julian Assange. Maybe we'll talk about this union guy, who thinks that's a good thing that Scalia passed away, and we have polls to get to. Guys, hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. Just to finish up a little bit on this green pool thing, I don't think it was Team Ireland playing a prank. I don't think it was them. There's a spokesperson out of Rio for the Rio Olympics named Mario Andrada, and he says that this is definitely a proliferation of algae. That's what he says. And he says, we did all the chemical tests. We did all the chemical tests. They're all fine. Well, that's a big lie. That is a big lie. Anybody in the pool industry can tell you that, that algae cannot grow in chlorinated water. It cannot grow. So either the pool tests didn't come back the way you said they did, or it's not algae. Those are the only two possibilities. You could take a swamp green pool that has not been used in 5 years. You can put a ton of chlorine into it, and yeah, it may be a little murky afterwards, but it won't be green. It may be this foggy kind of water, but it won't be green. So it's not algae. It's not algae, and this whole thing of close your mouth and don't drink the water. You know, we shouldn't have Olympics where the mantra has to be close your mouth. That shouldn't be the motto of the Olympics, but... So, not algae, I can tell you that right now. They're lying, but hey, listen, we're used to that. We're used to people in high places or public officials, or they lie. That's what they do. That's what they do. It's just, it's our job to parse through it and figure out the truth, right? They have a couple of people that they've obviously paid, just to stay with this for one more second, that they've obviously paid to come out who are pool experts who say it's algae. Anyone worth their salt knows it's not. It's definitely groundwater contaminants, without a doubt. All right. So Democrats, they thought they could go back on the internet. They thought we can start emailing again. No big deal. Crisis averted? Hillary's still up in the polls? Not so fast. Not so fast. The FBI is warning top Democrat officials that there's more, right? It's like an infomercial, but wait, there's more. There's more coming. It sounds like maybe more than one or two batches. It could be something soon. It could be something in September. There could be an October surprise here. Remember, Julian Assange from WikiLeaks did promise, he promised that a batch of emails to be released in the future would guarantee an indictment of Hillary Clinton. Now, I'm telling you, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen because the minute they get these emails, the very first thing the Clinton campaign, the FBI, the State Department, the DOJ, the White House, what the very first thing they're going to say is that it came from a third party and the emails were tampered with. That's what they're going to say. So I'm putting that out there so you recognize when that gets told to you, that's what they're going to say. No one's going to say, oh, you know what? You know what? She's a criminal. Huh? How about that? Who would have thunk it? No one's going to say that. It's not going to happen. Don't get your hopes up. It's Julian Assange. She has an axe to grind. They tampered with the emails. It's not good evidence. Oh, the excuses will come pouring out. They are already in damage control. And you know what? They may have an idea of what's coming out beforehand. They may have an idea. After all, they sent and received them, so they should know. Now, I don't remember every word I ever typed in every text or email in my life. But, you know, you have an idea. You have an idea. Especially when you have to be cautious about what it is that you type and say on the internet or in an email. Closed server, unsecured server, bathroom server, basement server, whatever server it is, you have to be careful. You got to be careful. Now, I have an idea, or I think a lot of people have this idea, that the DNC knows what's coming. Because, especially after this interview that Assange did with Dutch television yesterday, where he essentially said, in so many words, he didn't outright say it, that DNC staffer Seth Rich was killed by the DNC. That's about what the nuts and bolts of what he said was. That he, you know, Julian Assange did not name him as the source. WikiLeaks does not name their sources. But by the questioning and the answers that Assange gave to the reporter, you can almost tell, you can deduce that Seth Rich may have been the guy who was supplying these emails to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks does not reveal their sources. All anonymous. It's all anonymous. He says that these people are put in very precarious situations and they risk a lot, so they won't in turn out who they are. But, you know, they're saying that Seth Rich was killed. It was a robbery. He was shot from behind. Yet the wallet and his watch were still on him. So this wasn't a very good robber. If this was a robbery, generally, you take the money, you take the valuables, and that's what you get out of it. Very few times, working in law enforcement, have I ever heard of someone getting robbed by getting shot in the back. Doesn't generally happen that way. You just escalated your crime from maybe 3 years in prison to life in prison. That's a big escalation. So Assange is saying maybe there's something tricky going on here. Do we believe him? Do we believe a guy who won't go home? I don't know.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and Smart Fares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call Smart Fares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call Smart Fares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and Smart Fares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call Smart Fares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
All right, so we're talking about Julian Assange because he just can't keep his name out of the news. He likes being in the news. He also likes being holed up at the Ecuadorian embassy in Great Britain. So you got to take a little bit, just a little bit of what he says with a grain of salt. And I think he knows that. I do think he knows that. So he's sort of implied that Seth Rich, a 27-year-old DNC staffer, may have been killed. Maybe it was a hit job put out by the DNC. Maybe they're linked up with the mob or something. I don't know. It wouldn't be the first time we've seen, you know, some dead bodies follow around the Democrats. It happens from time to time. We know that. Well, most of us know that. The high-info voter knows that anyway. The FBI and State Department officials, they are saying it was Russia, right? Not that killed Seth Rich, but that hacked in and got all these emails. It was malware. It was big, bad Russia. Mother Russia, right? Puts puck in net. That's what they think. It was Russia. Well, I don't know. See, I have a hard time buying with that because I'm pretty sure at the Hofstra debate in 2012 with, what was her name, Candy Crowley, whatever her name was, doing the moderating, and Obama and Romney had described Russia as really being a part of this axis of evil, and they laughed at him. Everybody laughed at him. No, come on. Russia's our good buddy. They're our little buddy, right? We're like the skipper and they're Gilligan. Like, it can't be Russia. They're so good. Remember that now. Now it's big bad Russia. That's who they start blaming stuff on now. When they can't blame anybody here because there might be an inkling of accountability, we're gonna blame Putin and we're gonna blame Russia because he rides around on a horse with no shirt on. He plays hockey. He's the antithesis of what Obama is, right? Because Obama walks around wearing mom jeans and lifting 1 pound weights. Putin looks like he could, you know, wipe the floor with him. So we gotta blame Russia. They are the culprits here. Either way, they're going to say it was a third party and information was changed and we can't trust it, so we can't indict, we can't arrest anybody, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Even though staffers are dropping like flies over at the DNC, they're resigning, everything. You know, we heard about Debbie Wasserman Schmuck, she resigned, right? Well, there's been like 3 more last week and 2 more the week before that. So, yeah, they know what time it is. They know what time it is. As for this Assange stuff and this little conspiracy theory, I don't know. The reason conspiracy theories are around is because once in a while they're right. That's why they're, it's kind of like urban legends, right? Once in a while you find one that might actually be true, and it only takes one. So we'll see what Assange has up his sleeve. I'm curious. I know you're curious. The DNC is definitely not curious. Donald Trump, very curious. He needs to get back on the straight and narrow and get his poll numbers up. We'll talk about those in a second. Really quickly, there is this Ohio Senate candidate named Ted Strickland. He was at an event for the AFL-CIO, everybody's favorite Hillary contributor, which is also a large union, just so happens to be, over the weekend. And he was praising the death of Justice Scalia. That's what he was doing. He said the death of Scalia saved labor, and it happened at a good time. Ted Strickland, a Democrat out of the Ohio, the Buckeye state there, this guy's running for Senate, thinks that dead justices are a good thing. And now, listen, here's another conspiracy theory. I mean, since we're talking about them, here is one of the 9 most powerful people, 9 most powerful people on the planet, dies in a bed that's not in his house while on vacation. No autopsy, no investigation, no autopsy, nothing. So conspiracy theories abound. Guess what you will, think what you will. I don't know, but since we're talking about it, that's my feeling on it. Seems a little odd. You know, right behind the president in terms of powerful people on this planet is the Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court, they are very, very powerful people. And one of them dies on, they said, oh, he was overweight and his high blood pressure. So does 80% of America. We don't all just die every 5 minutes. Timing was weird, suspicious, and you got this guy saying it happened at a good time. You know, whether this Ted Strickland is in the know, probably not. But it's worth noting, and we got to talk about it. So, I'm not going to give much airtime to the AFL-CIO. Bunch of hack jobs. All right. Let's get into some polls. We don't have much time. We got to do polls. Today's our poll dancing day. This one is a Rasmussen poll. Survey 1,000 likely voters August 9th to 10th. 3% margin of error. 95% level of confidence. Clinton with a 3-point lead. 43 to 40. Johnson has 8. He's going down. Stein has 2. She's going down. Last week, Clinton had a 4-point lead, so that's down by 1. Clinton gets more support among her voting bloc, the Democrats, at 82% than Trump does. With the Republicans, he gets 74% of Republicans. Trump still holds a lead among independents and unaffiliated in this poll, this Rasmussen poll, 37 to 32, about 5 points. That's about where he settled in that area. Who else do we have here? Let's see. Clinton and Trump draw 10% from each other's party, so the crossover is even. That's a wash in this poll. Clinton leads 12 points among women. Trump has a 5-point lead with men. Trump is ahead slightly among older voters. Clinton has a double-digit lead here among those under 40. Go figure. The Twitter generation. Trump gets 20% of the black vote in this poll. 20%, that's high. That's actually really high compared to other ones. Clinton gets 72, so 8% are going somewhere else. I find that a little hard to fathom, but possible. Maybe we should ask Burgess Owens, who was on the show yesterday, about that. Very interesting. Let's see. She leads by 13% among other minority voters. That includes Hispanic, a 13-point lead for Clinton with Hispanic voters and other minorities. That's not a huge lead. She was up in the 30% area just a few weeks ago on that. 60% of voters think that the United States is at war with radical Islamic terrorism. This is the Rasmussen poll. The Rasmussen poll. Trump up in one, up 1 point from last week here. He'll take that at this point. He'll take that right now. That's not a bad place to be right now if you're Donald Trump. We have the Economist YouGov poll. Hillary 48, Trump 41, a 7-point advantage for Hillary. This is between August 6th and August 9th, 1,300 adults nationwide. This is an online poll. Always, always a grain of salt with the online polls. Only 911 of the people who took the poll are actually registered to vote. We're going to finish this poll up and talk about one we have to tear apart when we come back here on the Rhino Report.
Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks of this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary, and the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning, and jazz every night, and it's also affordable. That's what makes Columbo special, and they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to our Pole Dancing Thursday. We're in the middle of polls right now. Lots of polls to go over. This is the Economist and the YouGov poll. As I mentioned before the break, Hillary with a 7-point advantage. That's pretty much unchanged in this poll. Really going back, I mean, going back to February for the most part, when you put them up against each other head-to-head, just at the beginning of the primaries, this is about the advantage she has always enjoyed in this poll. Again, an online poll, 1,300 people, only 911 actually registered to vote. So this poll, we don't spend a lot of time on this one because it's not very credible, but it's still out there. In this poll, Hillary gets 91% of her own party's support and 10% of Republicans. Trump gets 81% of his own party and only 4% of Democrats. This is the only poll, the absolute only poll we ever see where it shows Hillary getting the higher crossover. But in this poll, Trump also gets a 4% with independents. Now, the under 50 crowd in this poll, Hillary has a 20-point advantage, 20-point, 53 to 33. What that tells me, under 50, I'm sorry, this is family income, right? Family income under $50,000 a year. What this tells me is that Donald Trump is not selling his tax plan right. Because according to Donald Trump's tax plan, if you make $50,000 a year or under, you are not paying an income tax. You're not paying a federal income tax. So why is he dragging in this poll so much? Because he's not selling it the right way. He needs to get back to the economy. He needs to get back to jobs. Stop all this other garbage. Because this tells you, because young people don't want to pay taxes. And young people traditionally are the ones who make less than $50,000 a year. They should be going for him. And they're not. He's not selling it. Again, head-to-head over the course of the last few months, they're about even. Let's see, Hillary has a 57% unfavorable here. It's holding steady, 41% favorable. Her unfavorables, actually, since the last one, have gone up 3 points. On average, she's up 2 points over the last 3 weeks. She hasn't had a good unfavorable just about ever in her life. Ever. Not good going through the last 4 or 5 years. I'm just looking at it as we're talking. Not good unfavorables. Donald Trump, 63% unfavorable. He's been hovering in this area for a while. Yeah, listen, it's a hold-your-nose-and-vote election to a lot of people. He has been unchanged in the unfavorable category since about February 27th. That's about where he remains unchanged. And that's even with the Kazir Khan stuff and making fun of the reporter and all that stuff. He's just unchanged. Doesn't matter what he does. Doesn't matter what he does. So if you read the sampling in this poll, it's based. Their sampling is based on 2010 and 2008 voter numbers. So they're obviously polling way more people who are Democrat than Republican, if you're going to use those voter bases as part of your formula for coming up with a poll. So 7-point advantage with a bad formula, I'll take that. Donald Trump wants to stay within 5 or 6 points in these polls. That's where he wants to stay, because I do believe he's going to drop most of his money. Most of the money he has saved up, or his $1 billion he has in the bank, that'll come in October. And if he can stay within 5 points, he thinks that's a win. I can tell you, that's how they're thinking. That's how they're thinking. The Bloomberg poll shows Clinton up by 6. I'm not going to talk about that one, but it's there. My favorite one every week is the Reuters Ipsos poll. I love this poll because people actually look at it like it might be real. Hillary 40, Trump 35, 8% undecided. Now, in this poll, they surveyed 1,459 Americans, 680 Democrats, 468 Republicans, 50% more Democrats. They surveyed 50% more Democrats in this poll between August 6th and August 10th. Only 175 independents. I don't know what formula they're using that shows independents at a fifth of what the actual of what the poll's going to be, of what the turnout's going to be. Totally, totally bad poll. But in this poll, Trump only trailing by 5, with 50% more Democrats polled. Only trailing by 5 points. What happened here is Reuters saw that their polling data was going to show Trump with a lead, but everybody else is showing Trump not with a lead, trailing Hillary by 7 to 14 points. So they didn't want to be considered the one-off. So they adjusted their sampling to bring it down to show them right in the middle of the pack. That's what they did. That's what they did. I can tell you 100% that's what they did. All adults in this poll, 62% think we're on the wrong track. Democrats think we're doing just fine. Republicans, 85% think we're on the wrong track. 77% of independents think we're on the wrong track. Number one problem, according to Reuters and Ipsos, terrorism. Number two, the economy generally. And number three, healthcare. Number three is healthcare. Republicans think immigration should be number three. They differ there. So about the same three things we always see. Obama gets a five point positive net approval rating here in this Reuters Ipsos poll. Again, with a much, much higher sampling of Democrats. 84% Democrats think he's doing a great job. 87% Republicans think he's not doing a great job. And so, of course, the 50% extra Democrats outweigh that and gives you your plus five for him. This is an easy, easy poll to rip apart. What else do we have here? Oh, we have, let's see, likely voters. Yeah, I'm looking at it with you guys here. Let's see, Hillary 40, Trump 35, that's the overall number. Hillary gets 76% of Democrats and 5% of Republicans. Trump gets 78% of Republicans and 6% of Democrats. So the higher crossover there by one and more party support. Johnson in this poll gets 7%. He's never going to hit the 15. It's not looking like it. Jill Stein, she's going down. She's going down, actually. I thought she'd have a little bit of a bump. No bump. No bump whatsoever. She's going down. Hillary has a 50% unfavorable, 50% favorable in this poll. Again, the sampling. Trump with a 62% unfavorable, 38% favorable. Whew, a lot of numbers here. But remember, with these polls, it's all about the sampling. We'll be back to talk about mountain lions being released in your community when we get back here on the Rhino Report, the only place where radio kills the video star.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Poll Dancing Thursday. You know, as I'm looking at this Reuters Ipsos poll, I had to laugh. I'm looking at it over the break, and I see at the end they tell you how they come up with their numbers and their credibility intervals to make the thing look like, to make it look like they know what they're doing. That's why they tell you it's their formula is a y plus or minus 1 over the square root of n. That's what they tell you. Oh, yeah, looks real credible to me. Real credible. No one can figure this out. But listen, it doesn't matter what your formula is. It makes no difference. You can change a poll to say whatever you want it to say by taking out questions, by asking questions a certain way, by asking questions beforehand. You can lead the person along. You can change your sampling. They really don't mean much. When they put in these things like, oh, our equation is y plus or minus 1 over the square root of n, it's supposed to make the... Oh, well, this is pretty high-level stuff. This is pretty high-level stuff, so we should listen to it, but don't. Reuters Ipsos, bad. If you take this number and you do the math and you work it out and you even up Republican and Democrat, Trump's got a 15-point lead here, if you even it all out. And then, on top of that, you even out the independents, too. So you go 33% with Democrats, 33% with Republicans, 34% with independents. Give them the slight edge because of identifying factors. Trump has a 15-point lead. 15-point lead. Oh, man. All right. So, do you guys have deer in your community? have deer? Do they eat strawberries? Do they eat stuff, plants, whatever? All the things your landscaper says they won't eat, do they eat them anyway? Yeah, well, if you live in New York or New Jersey, you might want to stop going outside because they're going to release cougars. Yeah, they want to release cougars into the wild to take care of the deer population, the nuisance deer population. So instead of handing out more hunting tags, maybe give everybody 4 doe tags and 2 buck tags, instead of doing that, they're going to release dangerous cougars, mountain lions, pumas, whatever you want to call them, they're all the same thing, into the wild. Because they won't run off with any babies. They won't attack humans. These are 220-pound cats that can run 60 miles an hour. They can outrun your Jeep. But that's perfectly safe. Because we don't want people shooting guns. We don't want people shooting more guns. We can't give out more tags. So we're going to release big cats into the wild. It's like Siegfried and Roy. Who's going to control these things? Oh, you know what? There have been catamounts in the Adirondacks and in the Green Mountains in New York and Vermont for a long time. The DECs don't want to recognize them so that they don't have to come up with an action plan to take care of them, to feed them, to make sure they stay safe. But Governor Andrew Cuomo here in New York thinks it's a great idea. Think we should release these cats. Unreal. They said that each cougar will kill 259 deer over the course of 6 years. I guess the average cougar lives 6 years. I didn't know that. 259. And it's going to save New York $218 million and roughly 2,100 injuries and 16 deaths that have been caused by deer. Well, how many deaths do you think are going to be caused by cougars? Leave the deer alone. Leave them alone. Let them eat. Let them do whatever they want. They're eating strawberries. Who cares? They're a nuisance. That's all they are. No big deal, but they taste great. Deer tastes great. I love venison. The backstraps are amazing. I don't care if PETA likes this or not. It tastes good. Deer is good eating. Venison is good, good eating. So, all right. Also, last thing. MSNBC, they trumped CNN for the 11th time this year. Last week, they trumped them in ratings. Number one Fox News channel is always number one. An average of 2.3 million viewers in prime time, 1.3 million during the day. And MSNBC, well, they're going to have good ratings this week, too, with the Olympics. So CNN, the Clinton News Network, on the decline. All right, guys, that's it for today. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And this time we have no music, but until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.